Gate 3 at the Wrangell Airport hasn't seen a lot of action in recent years, but that's going to change.
Yes! You got the first flight! Yes! Yay!
Alaska Seaplanes kicked off its new route May 26th. It's a daily loop between Sitka, Petersburg, and Wrangell. Sitka and Petersburg already have service from the Juneau-based airline, but Wrangell is the latest addition. To celebrate, the company opened the Wrangell office with a party, which included blue and yellow balloons, the company's colors, and local catering, with a cake in the shape of a Pilatus PC-12, one of the 9-seat planes that will fly the route. For some event attendees, like Seaplanes CFO Max Mertz, Wrangell isn't a new stop, personally.
Well, I've been here many, many times. It's been a few years since I've been to Wrangell, but used to come here a lot for work, and so it's fun to see us starting to provide service, kind of connect Wrangell and Sitka, you know, in a way that it's not right now, so that's good.
Pilot Jordan Allen, who flew the inaugural flight, hadn't been to Wrangell before, but he said the flight was a breeze.
It was great. Great weather coming over here, a little bit more clouds than expected, but no problem at all, and beautiful flight coming down here, and looking forward to having the whole summer to come down here and look forward to it.
Sitka Republican State Senator Bert Stedman was one of the passengers on the first Wrangell flight.
It was really nice. Up and over Baranoff, you know, it's always pretty to get up over the mountains. Real smooth, water's real flat all the way here. And the air was nice. It was a great flight.
Stedman says he sees the new commuter service as an important connection for the Wrangell community.
And this is going to be a great service getting to Sitka and back. East-west has been very difficult for years and years. And then we'll have more opportunity here in Wrangell to get in and out, so that'll be good.
Alaska Seaplanes, which operates both float planes and wheeled planes, announced the new route last month. A lot of the work to set the route up involved making the tiny brown and cream trailer that serves as Alaska Seaplanes' Wrangell office serviceable. Tricia Dawson, the director of outstations for Alaska Seaplanes, said the building sat dormant for a while.
This has been a really fun adventure, getting this place up and running and resurrecting this building that used to be Customs was based out of here a few years ago. So here we are. First day, first flight. We're pretty excited about it.
Dawson says Alaska Seaplanes hired local plumbers and contractors to help out.
And did a little bit of sprucing up of the place. It needed a little TLC, but it was in pretty good shape other than that.
Alaska Seaplanes has also hired two local office staff to assist with bookings, check in customers, and move freight. Seaplanes general manager Carl Ramseth was another newcomer brought to Wrangell by Alaska Seaplanes, but came in on an earlier chartered flight.
I think I was on flight 64 a couple times. I don't think I got off the plane, but I have not stepped on the ground like this before. So
Ramseth said that connecting an ever-expanding number of Southeast communities has been a fundamental part of the company's business plan for years. Since 2014, Alaska Seaplanes has added routes crisscrossing Central and Southern Southeast. He said one piece of that expansion has been a partnership with the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SERCH, which owns and operates clinics and hospitals around the region.
It's nice to have that as a passenger base, and then we also have learned over time that a lot of other businesses and just personal travel, there's a need for a quicker connection. So
it's not just medical staff, but patients who can benefit from a direct flight from Wrangell to Sitka, where SERCH is headquartered. Wrangell Chamber of Commerce Director Brittany Robbins says she has to travel multiple times a year for medical appointments.
This would be super helpful to get me to one of the bigger islands where it's a lot less expensive to go on Alaska Airlines to get to the lower 48. So I am excited for that. My husband flew Alaska Seaplanes from Juneau to Kluwak to do work for SERCH, so he said it was really cool.
As a part of the first flight celebration, Robbins brought ceremonial scissors for a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Someone walked by with a large golden pair.
Those are from Juneau's chamber. I can't wait to tell them I have bigger scissors than they do.
Senator Stedman, using the smaller golden pair of scissors, stood next to his cousin and Alaska Seaplanes owner Mike Stedman, behind a roll of royal blue ribbon.
Yeah, it's a great day to be in Wrangell for the opening day of Seaplanes east-west traffic. I'm proud to be here as your senator to help this glorious day and to make sure my cousin Mike does it properly when he cuts the ribbon. Thank you.
Flights on the new Wrangell Alaska Seaplanes route are booking for about $340 one way. The Sitka Petersburg Wrangell loop will take about 2 hours each afternoon, leaving Sitka around 1 p.m. and arriving back around 3 p.m. Find more information at flyalaskaseaplanes.com. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.